We're learning now the Sikha B'Malchus Boy. Now, in this Sikha, there's several points which are brought out in this Sikha. First thing is very clearly, the thrust of the Sikha is all about the Gula in the Guf, and then, more importantly, the Inyan of Chaim Nitzchim. That is the whole focus of this Sikha. Now, however, let us add something else over here. Another point that is brought out in this Sikha is something which is the Rebbe is indicating upon in recent Sikhas. This we say regularly in the Sikhas of Dvar Malchus, and it's more specifically it's brought out in the Sikha of Chai Sora, the Sikha of Yigash, then the Sikha of Ve'era, the Sikha of Ve'era last week. And here it's brought out even more in the Sikha of Boy, and it's going to be brought out again in the Sikha of Yisroi. And that is the Metzias of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is quite clearly, if we can say, bringing out the value, if we can use these words, of his mitzvahs. Talking about Mashiach, so the Rebbe is trying to point out whom is he actually speaking about. So this is what is brought out quite clearly in this Sikha. Then there's another point in this Sikha which is also brought out, and the Rebbe is going to be talking about in the beginning of the Sikha. The Rebbe is going to be talking about Moshe feared very much going to Paray. So the Rebbe goes to explain the whole thing. And now let us understand if the Sikha starts all about Moshe fearing. Where did that fearing, this inyan of fear, where does it relate to the avodah that is discussed later on in the Sikha? So we'll discuss all these points. Before we go into the Sikha to discuss the Chiddush of this generation, the Chiddush of the Metzias of the Rebbe, if we can use these words. So let us just mention to Maima, Shmini, Emeluka Dalad, Maima of Zeit Chanukah. And the Rebbe explains that the Gilui of Mashiach, which is revealed by the Rebbeim, is above all Hagbolets, is above Gvul, it's above Bli Gvul. And therefore the Rebbe explains, once you have the Gilui, the Gilui, referring to the Gilui of Chassidus, right away you have the Metzias of Mashiach. That's what the Rebbe explains. This is referring to Gilui of Chassidus Bechlal. So right away, without any time, right away the Sibba brings out the Mesubba, right away you have the Gilui of the Mashiach. However, the Rebbe says you may have the Gilui of the Mashiach, but it may not be realized in the Metzias of Olam Hazeh. And this is what the Rebbe avoided of our door is, that to bring this, what was already accomplished by Teres Chassidus, that we should have right away the Gilui of Mashiach, should be realized in the Metzias of Gashmi of Olam Hazeh. This is what is brought out there in the Maimah B'Yom HaShemini, towards the end of the Maimah. Now, just to explain this slightly, we have a Maimah Vata Berachamecha Rabim. It's also a Maimah of Chanukah, also in Melukah Dalet. And there the Rebbe is talking about the Mesiris Nefesh of the Chashem Noim. And the Rebbe explains when the Chashem Noim went out to war was in a Mesiris Nefesh completely because there was no guarantee they're going to win the war, etc., etc. And it was from their own innovation, halachically speaking, and the Rebbe explains elsewhere, there was no obligation upon them to go to war. So they went out to war, that's the in of Mesiris Nefesh, coming right out from Yechida. The Rebbe explains over there, this is not Yechida Betarasa. Why is it not Yechida Betarasa? Because would it be Yechida Betarasa, they wouldn't have the need of going out to war. They would have just done what they have to do in Avodas Hashem, do more mitzvahs, and that would have affected the results. They wouldn't have resorted to their option of going to war had it been Yechida Betarasa. So we can explain this slightly. We have a sikha in Chelik Hey, we're talking about Yaakov with the Shvatim, and the Shvatim went to destroy Shechem, and Yaakov was upset. So the Rebbe is saying, why was Yaakov upset? What would have Yaakov wanted? So the Rebbe explains very simply, if this were the right thing to do, that they had done something wrong, then what the Shvatim should have done, they should have walked into Shechem and just done what you had to do, take it out. Why do you go to war? So this is the way Yaakov's approach was. He didn't have, you do the right thing and the desired effect will show up and will result. And this is what Yaakov wanted. There was no need to go and to make a mirror man trick on Shechem, etc., etc. This is what the Rebbe explains over there. So this is similarly what the Rebbe is saying here about the Chashem Noim, that it wasn't Yechida B'Taharasa because they actually resorted to the means of war when they just didn't, and not just committed themselves to pure Avodas Hashem. So now, in our days, we're talking about the Gilui of Chassidus, what the Rebbe is referring to, the other Maimon, which you just now quoted, where we have the Gilui of Chassidus, how do we affect the world in in the Gila of through the Gila of Chassidus, what Yidden and Russia, how did they affect the world in the time of the Friedrich Rebbe? They didn't go to war against the government. No, they went and did their Torah mitzvah, Mesiras Nefesh. That was oil, was pure oil. This is the Inya Vichida Batarasa. But what was lacking? This is what the Rebbe brings out in the Maim over there. Yes, they affected the world with their Yechida Batarasa, with their Torah mitzvah, their Mesiras Nefesh. And of course, the fact that we're now in Derech Shvi, we're already in a time when the world is going according to the Torah mitzvahs, is all a result of what they accomplished then in Derech Shishi with their Mesiras Nefesh, which actually brought down eventually to the downfall of communism, etc., etc. And it was all through the venues of Torah mitzvahs, not resorting to go to war, etc., not going through to, not resorting to gashmistic tactics, but everything was done through the vehicle of Torah mitzvahs. So, but nevertheless, so this was Yechida Bataros, so this was the, and as the Rebbe explained, so this would be the Bligvul that was above Gvul and above Bligvul, and that brings, produces right away results. You have the Mitzvahs of the Mashiach. But nevertheless, why? Because Yechida Bataros, it's above Gvul and above Bligvul. So right away, it produces its fuller results. Nevertheless, the world didn't go in line with it then. We had the Yidin went to Mitzvahs Nefesh, and many, the Gashim, to say that they realized their effect. No, they didn't. Because the true they had, they were above the Gvul and above the Bligvul. And of course it had the effect. Because ultimately it brought to the downfall of communism. But to say they saw the immediate results, the Gil of Mashiach, that they had affected, they didn't see it. And the Tzitzis of Melech Hazeh, it was not realized. So here the Rebbe is saying, in our generation, we have to bring all of this Bligvul. This was above Gvul and above Bligvul, which brings immediate result of Mashiach, which was then accomplished by Chassidim. Today we have to bring it in Olam Hazeh. Today we can make it, it should be realized in the Tzitzis of Olam Hazeh. This is what the Rebbe brings out over there. In other words, that everything there was contained already in the Gil of Chassidus that was given to us then. That's Yechida Bataros, and you have the Gili of above Gvul and above Blig, and above Gvul and above Bligvul, but it was not realized in the Metzius of Olam Hazeh. And this, the unique Chiddush of our generation, is that it can be realized in the Metzius of Olam Hazeh. This is what is discussed then in those two Maimorim, and now we'll bring it, now we'll discuss it in our Sikh, we'll see how it goes in line with the Sikh. Now, in the first two issues of the Sikh, the Rebbe asks, the first question is, Boy El Pare, this parsha, the boy actually talks about the Gula at the beginning of the Gula of Gulas Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim, and the parsha opens up with Boy El Pare. So Boy El Pare is what leads to the ultimate Gula. So the Rebbe asks, Boy El Pare Lachir is just the opposite of the ultimate Gula, because this is Moshe Rabbeinu have to go down, be lowering himself because of Pare has a superiority. He's the one in control. So Lachir, this is directly the opposite to the Inyan of the Gula. So how does this serve to be the introduction towards the Gula? That's the first question the Rebbe asks. And the Rebbe also then asks, how is all of this related to us and our Avodah today when we're in Seder Zman HaGolus and we already completed all the Birurim? What meaning, what significance does that have to us coming into Pari, coming into the depths of the Klippa in a time when we are already finished Avodah Sabirurim? And what did the Rebbe go and what did the Rebbe answer over here? The Rebbe says, then this all relates to Inyan of Pari, the Kedusha. All of this can be understood also in Kedusha. And therefore, this does have meaning, this Boil Pari has meaning to us also in the Inyan of Kedusha. And here, as pointed out earlier, we're going to try to understand that Moshe feared to go into Pari, and that's why he needed the Ibishter to come with him, Boyel Pari. Let us understand, based on what the Rebbe is going to be explaining to us later, what would be in our situation today the Inyan of the fear in which we need the Ibishter to come with us, based on the fact that the Rebbe later on is going to explain how everything, all of this is in Kedusha. So how would their fear apply to us today? As we'll explain later. So, going into Ois Gimel and Hey, the Rebbe speaks about how Moshe's fear was in Kedusha, in the Tzad HaKedusha. As I said before, we're talking about Pari as is as he is in Tzadik Dusha, that the Pari is a gili of his perig kol nahirin, and the Rebbe goes and explains the tremendous gili of his perig kol nahirin. Now, just to point out, the Rebbe, there's different variations about the gili of his perig kol nahirin. We won't go into the details now because that will just confuse us. We would like to cover over here the general content of the Sikha, and so therefore later on, Yemit Hashem, later on in the week, we'll go into the individual meanings, Yemit Hashem, of the Esprit Kol Noherin, as is explained over here in this Ois Gimel, which, by the way, happens to be very pertinent to that we're going to be discussing later on about the general Sikha. But we will not go into these details right now. So the point what is negated to us at this moment about the Esprit Kol Noherin is that Moshe couldn't understand how you could have this Gili of Pari, the Shadish of Pari, as it's in Dusha. How can a goof, how can a Gashmistic person manage to walk into Pare and face such a gilui? Because these giluyim are giluyim above anything, and which the goof Lachira couldn't absorb. And this was Moshe's problem. How can he, as an Ashamba goof, approach, go into Pare, and face Pare with, when the Pare is the source of such a high giluyim? And the Rebbe, and therefore the Ibsen says, I will go with you. Why? Because the Ibsen can be Mechaber Hopchim. He can bring the biggest giluyim even in the goof of Gashmi. And that's why the Ibsen says, to Moshe, I'm going to come with you. And this is all that the Rebbe explains. With Matan Teder, we're going to have the Gilei Atzmus. We're going to be Mamchech the Atzmus in the Metzias HaGashmi, which this is similar to that. With Pari, his great Giluim, we're going to be met by Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Shomer Beguf, is similar to the Inyan of Matan Teder when we have the greatest Giluim, Dafka established in Mitzvahs Maisias. Then in Oasis Vav and Ches, the Rebbe speaks about the Inyan of Moshe was Kvat Peh and Kvat Losh, and the Rebbe explains that Moshe was from Olam HaTohu, from high Giluim, and Moshe, his Giluim were above the level of being revealed in a regular speech. That's why Moshe was Kvat Peh and Kvat Losh, and he couldn't express himself because of his great Giluim were above expression. And therefore, what had happened there, the Eibishter told him, as it says in the Seder of Shmoyza, I'm going to, he should go to speak to Pari. And then the Eibishter says, I'm going to be with you. And therefore, I will give you the ability to express yourself in words. But the fact that Moshe is going to be able to express himself in words, that would be a ness, because Moshe is above that. So it would be a ness. But then the Eibishter said also, I'm going to give you Aaron, which that would be a way of Moshe bringing down his content and his thoughts, bringing down into words through Aaron, by Aaron giving over his words, that would be a keli b'deva teva, how Moshe would communicate his words in a way that Pari could receive them. So you have the two things, the two venues. Number one, Moshe himself is going to be speaking, and the Ebesh is going to be helping him b'derech nes, that he should be able to communicate his words. And then also he's going to have again, which Aaron is going to be repeating his words and giving them to Pari to understand, and that would be the keli of Devet, the Derech HaTeva of Moshe communicating his message to Pari through Aaron. And both of these ways have meaning later on in the Sikha, as we'll see soon. Anyway, from what we see over here, that Moshe couldn't communicate his message in words because he was above words. He brought his answer. Therefore, similarly, he could not understand how, being that Moshe was such, his oiris, were not in complete coordination with his goof. They were above expression in his goof. For the very same reason, he could also not understand how can one face the giluyim of Pare while one is an anasham and a goof. And nevertheless, the Ebishter said, I'm going to come with you. And this was, as we said earlier, was the preparation to Matan Torah, when we're going to have all these giluyim, dafkin and anasham and a goof, because you saw the kuchabrichu. Where all of this, the greatest Goluim, come together with, go along together with an Neshama B'teicha, as it is in Aguf. And then, Nois Tessin, Yud, the Rebbe explains that this, everything, that these greatest Goluim had to be in coordination with the Guf, go along with the Guf. This also reflects itself in the fact that the Ebishter told the Yidden that the Moshe told Pari that Pari also has to go, is going to have to give Kabbonis. Zva, you're going to have to give Kabbonis to the Yidden, and then also the Eibshet told the Yidden they should borrow Klei Chesef and Klei Zov and Smolis from the Mitzrayim. What's the idea of borrowing from the Mitzrayim? Why was it so important? The Rebbe explains, because the idea was that it should be also in coordination with the Mitzrayim. The fact that Yidden are leaving should be with the help of the Mitzrayim, because everything has to be in coordination with the Mitzrayim of Olam Hazeh Gashmi. And the Rebbe, then the Rebbe Oysud continues to say that even though, nevertheless, with all of this, nevertheless, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it had to be a Borach Ha'om, because it wasn't, they had to run away, it wasn't in full coordination with the Mitzrayim of Gashmi. But also, that's when all of this is going to be in full coordination with the Mitzrayim of Gashmi, and therefore, when it comes to the Gula and Mitzrayim of Shlema, we're not going to have to rush to the Gula. We can go B'mnuchas HaNefesh, B'mnuchas HaGuf, without any interference, without any fears from anything, and therefore the Rebbe says we'll have the Nusham in a Guf body without any interruption, going from the Guf from the Golas, from the Mitzis of the Golas into the Gula. Then going into Ois Yud Aleph and Ois Tilei Yud Gimel, the Rebbe explains how all of this is also true by the Friedrich Rebbe, that from one hand he was a Bal Yisurim, but nevertheless he had the inyan of the inyan of Simcha, which that is the inyan of which shows that the Ispiriu, the Giluim, even though there's interference from Tzad Guf, nevertheless his Giluim shone out with the greatest Gilui in the inyan of Simcha, which is Nimshich also to our generation. So this is how we see how the inyan of Ispiriu in the Guf HaGashmi was by the Friedrich Rebbe. And that is the inyan of, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though he was a Kvad Peh, nevertheless, the Eibishter said, I'm going to be with you, and he will be able to express himself. So the same thing, we have this type of expression by the Friedrich Rebbe, that even though he was a Baal Yisurim, etc., etc., nevertheless, there was an expression in the Inyan of Simcha which affected us. And then the Rebbe also says there is the other expression which we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was he had Aaron who actually communicated his message. So the same thing, we in the Deirat Chi have to act as an Aaron to communicate this message of the Friedrich Rebbe. So this is how the inyan of the Spiriu in the Guf HaGashmi, it translates itself by the Friedrich Rebbe. But nevertheless, the Rebbe continues, the Maizba Poel at that with the Friedrich Rebbe, there was the inyan of the Neshome Lamaile Meneguf, the status of the Neshome Meneguf. And the Rebbe said, in this generation, there is not going to be any such a thing as a status of Neshome Meneguf. There's not going to be any separation between Nitlu Am Eires and the Eires being removed and then being hung again, but it's going to be seamlessly from the Matzav of Golos. We're going to go right in the Gula, in the Metzis of Guf HaGashmi. All of the Geluim are going to be absorbed in the Metzis of Guf HaGashmi. This is what the Rebbe explains over here. This is the unique Chiddush of our generation over the generation of the Friedrich Rebbe. And just to point out, here you have the word Rosh HaTevis Miyad. So just to point out what the meaning of the word Miyad over here is, the Rosh HaTevis, which is in Oishud base over here. I think in brackets. Yes, it's in the very end of Yoshua's base in brackets, and the Rosh HaTevis is Mem standing for Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Yud standing for Yisrael B'Shem Tov, and all the Nesiim till David. This is how the Rebbe explains the Rosh HaTevis of Miyad. So the Rebbe here is very clearly putting himself, if we can say, in a separate category. You have the Inyan of Yisrael, which includes also all the Nesiim of Chassidus, and then you have David, who is a Mashiach B'Po. And this is going to be brought out again in the Sikh of Yisrael even more, how the Rebbe is giving specific significance to his Metzias, as we said before, the one who brings all the Giluim of Mashiach that were brought out by Rabbeinu Nisien, the one who brings it out in a Bapoel, that is the Metzias of the Rebbe. As the Rebbe explains over here, Negei the Inn of Deir HaChi, the Mila of Deir HaChi over the previous Deiris. And just to point out over here, this will also explain this, what the Rebbe says about Moshe Rabbeinu. was fearing to go into Pari, and the Rebbe explains he was fearing because of the Kedusha of Pari, the Ribbe Gila Eres of Pari. So how did this translate itself here in the Sikh, when the Rebbe explained us how the Inn of Pari, the Inn of Spiriu, how it was by the previous generation, how it is in this generation? How does the Inn, the fear of enter, where does the fear enter in this whole description that Rebbe has given us over here? So we could say very pashtas, the fear is very, very clear. Here we're talking about the Rebbe is bringing about out the unique chiddush of this generation. There's not going to be any hefsek, etc., etc. This is generation when it's going to be the metzias bepoil. It's not going to be only in Indian al piteder. No, the metzias we're talking about, it's actually going to happen, as we pointed out before. And so here, when it comes talking about actually saying this is what it is, here comes the fear. How can we say it? How can we make a difference from this generation and be mechalek from other generations, etc., etc.? How can we be definite in this and what we're saying? And this is the very big fear. How can we identify with this in the metzias hagashmi, in a guf hagashmi, metzias hagashmi, v'olam hazeh? This is the very big fear of Moshe. And this is what the Rebbe said, the Eibishter is coming with us. The Abish to the Machabara Hopkum, and therefore, there is no reason to fear. We can state very clearly that this is the situation that here we're talking about on a Shoma Beguf, the Inam Mitzis Bepeil. There is nothing to fear here, because the way the Kavon is going to be fulfilled, the only way the Kavon is going to be fulfilled is by everything happening by Mais Bepeil, like Matan Taylor. It's going to be the Giluim in the Gilim. So there is nothing to head, nothing to fear or to hesitate in identifying with the fact that this is the Metzias HaPoel, and this is because this is the Metzias HaPoel. Here we have the Gila of Espiril called Nahedin in a Gufa Gashmi, and therefore, and the Eid Asmus Mahus is here with us. So there is no reason to fear and to actually be aware that this is going to be happening with HaPoel. And this, our certainty about this, how does it go along with this, how can it go along with that, and how can we be so certain in our opinion? So the Indian is that this is what the Rebbe said, the Eibishter is coming with us over here, the Rebbe is coming with us, and the Rebbe has established that this is a fact. So this is the response to the fear of Moshe. There's a fear of Peter, there can be fear, there can be a fear. How can we say such things so different than all the past, so different from the way it was always understood? How can we be so certain in our opinion? So here we have the Inyan, the Rebbe is saying that the Abish is with us, the Rebbe is coming with us, and he's saying this is the Metzias, and we only have to go forward and realize that this is a Metzias. And then to continue into the Sikha, the Oasis, Yudalad and Tiltazayin, the Rebbe here explains about the Inyan of it's a Hechtes time, it's a prime time for the coming of the Gula. Just to point out what it means by the prime time from the coming of the Gula. These are words the Rebbe repeats. He's going to be repeating it again in the Sikha of Mishpatim. What does it mean? Okay, we all know it's prime time. What does it mean for us? And it has one meaning, and that is, don't expect something to develop. So it should be more an opportune time for the Gula. That thing to develop, in order to be a more opportune time for the Gula, we should be ready, but we're currently not ready. That is not going to develop. The prime time is now. We have to come to realize how it's a prime time. This is the ultimate moment of the Gula, and with that we'll have the Eskalas of Gula. Waiting for something to develop is not going to be happening. The only thing that has to develop is us within ourselves and nothing else. And then going on, the Rebbe goes on to explain how the Ruchnis, the Yidden, are all ready for the Gula. As I said before, this whole focus of the Sikhe is how it's all in the court of the Metzias HaGashmi. It's all Neshama Beguf Beloy Hefsek in time. The whole thing plays out in the Metzias HaGashmi. So the Rebbe brings out very clearly over here. The Ruchnis, the Yidden, are Beshleimus. Therefore, when we are anticipating, appreciating Gula, soaring up In Ruchnistik, in Yonim, this is not the area where we have to be focusing our efforts. Because the Ruchnias, if we would have any alignment with Ruchnias, we would realize that is fully ready. The only thing which is missing, come to realize that this is fact, begashmis, a week that we should come to realize how the Rebbe says, he spelled it out here in these in words so clearly. Come to realize how is the gula is already here. In the words the Rebbe puts it over here, come to realize how the gula is begoli le'enei bosa. In this moment, in this time now, this is an ois yudalat of the sikha. This is what we have to realize. We have to come to realize how our metzias hagashmi associates with gula, how we can bring out the full metzias, the full gula metzias hagashmi. Delving into the inyo ruchni, that is not the area which is lacking today. Then in ois tezayin of the sikha, the Rebbe goes to explain how the Friedrich Rebbe put in a lot of effort into children and into women, which this actually is brought out more in the sikha of Chof Beis Shvat, where the Rebbe brings out the special virtue of women. And basically what that is, that today the everything of the gula can align with a woman also. That means that poshet, the woman who is concerned with her house, with her dira, with the upbringing of her children, the metzias hagashmi of her life, she should also be able to find the full meaning of gula, because the gula today plays out in the court of the metzias hagashmi. Then just to go into the last ois of the sikha, where the Rebbe brings about the union of a histalkus, the union of a petita, the rega koton azavtik, there's for one moment things have gone lechira, not the way it is expected, and people have passed away. So the Rebbe says that this passing away is only a rita, which is going to bring about a greater aliyah. And this gets referred to the same thing which is discussed in the sikha, the second sikha of the era, where the Rebbe explains about the Ian of Histalkus now, in this period of time when we find ourselves right before the Ian of the Mashiach. That's a simen yofer, because this Histalkus is only going to be bringing to the extra chayas, which is ultimately going to be realized in Yemoisa Mashiach. And then Aura 70, the Rebbe says that those who had the schus to actually be mistalek on this world now, say so they have a special virtue of actually bringing the hisofen oil, which is going to be affected by their histalkus, by them actually going through the actual histalkus. It's a special virtue that they're going to have, those who are mistalek in this period of time. So let us just understand over here what the Rebbe says in Ola 70 over there. Itaka says it's a special schus, but let's understand that had we accomplished to bring the gula, then of course this istalkus would not be necessary. The fact that bashkocha protis, and the Rebbe says there's no reason we cannot understand, but this is how the Eibishter wants it. Eibishter wants it such that we have not yet realized how the gula is already here, and thereby actually bringing the iskalus of the gula. This is also happening by hashkocha protis. So as long as this hashkocha protis is functioning, that we're not really realizing how the gula is not here, and therefore the gula is not happening. So those who have the special schus in this situation, that we have, that we're still in gula tapi hashkocha protis, they have a special schus to bring the tesis chayes, which is going to be happening through their histalkus. So this schus, of course, it is a special schus, because this is the hashkocha protis of the about apisechel from the apisechel, from the standing of the logic of a human being, that we could have avoided all of this, and had we been actually affected the iskalas agula. Just to go over a few points of the sikha of boy. So, just to mention again, the main point of the sikha is to bring out how the whole about it today is in the Gashmistik realm. This is what the Rebbe explains, is a Chiddush, and the Rebbe is going to explain later on in the Sikha, of this Dair over the previous Dair. And as the Rebbe is going to explain later, how can we undertake to say such a thing? So the Rebbe explains, this is what we've been entrusted to do, to just convey and communicate that the Rabbeim have already told us to act as Aaron in bringing out the words of the Rabbeim, which, by the way, is what the Rebbe is going to be repeating in the next week's Sicha B'Yisra, explaining how the whole Avodah today is just to repeat that Seres Adibis, which have already been said by Moshe Rabbeinu and by the Eibishter. We should just repeat it and understand how it aligns with us. So the same thing applies to this, what the Rebbe is saying over here in the Sicha, that here we're talking about how everything is just in the Metzias HaGashmi, so all the Avodah is all in the realm of the Metzias HaGashmi. So how can we sort of undertake to say such a broad statement? So the Rebbe is explaining us that it is just a matter of acting as the Aaron, the one who is communicating the message of the Rebbe. And that is because we have the Koyach of the Eibishter who is coming along with us. We give this the Koyach of the Rebbe, which is empowering us with the ability to actually communicate this message. Now, to point out, in Oy space of the Sicha, the Rebbe actually asks, what is the avodah of boil pari in our days today? And the Rebbe makes it very clear that we today, already after we've finished avodah sabirurim, and pari is klipa. So what involvement do we have actually in boy and coming to pari? So this, by the way, is an answer to a general question which we all ask. After the Rebbe has told us that avodah sabirurim is already completed, so what is our avodah today? So this is what the Rebbe is addressing over here. And the Rebbe actually explains, yes, the avodah today is actually boil pari the kedusha, to come and realize the kedusha that we have in front of us today. It is that realization to be able to actually realize the kedusha that we have in front of us and communicate it to ourselves and to others, that where lies, as the Rebbe is going to explain the Sicha, the whole Avodah today. So here, going into Ois Gimel, the Rebbe asks, so how can it be that Moshe would fear from Pari to Kedusha? How can there be something in Kedusha that is beyond the level of Moshe, that Moshe should have to fear from it? So the Rebbe explains over here about the union of Nehoidin, Spiril Minei Komine Nehoidin. So the words here are quite complicated. So you have it in Ois Gimel, halfway through Ois Gimel, then you have it again at the beginning of Ois Dalet. So just to try and explain the way I understand it, what the Rebbe is actually saying here about all this Spiril Komine Nehoidin. So let me explain it like this. That Lecheda, it's not so complicated. It's just here, it's complicated because we're talking about Eiris. But a general concept is something which the Rebbe is talking about in all of these Sichas. So let's explain how it works in Eiris. When we're talking about the Eirin Sof, the Gila Eira, Bleak Vol. So Chassidus tells us that the Eir is a Gili of the Moir, is a Gili of the Eibishter. Therefore, the full Bleak Vol that there is in the Eibishter is actually released in the oil. The oil actually expresses, contains in itself the full bligvul that the Eibishter has possesses. So, however, Chassidus says, from the oil itself, it's impossible to create a Metzias HaGashmi. And why is that? This is what's always known. We have the Geras HaKadosh, the Alter Rebbe, and Simon Chof. Because with all the bligvul that the oil has, if the oil would create something, that whatever would be created from the oil would realize its source from where it's coming, that it was created by the oil. It was, yes, it will come to realize it was a magnificent bligvul of the oil which affected it or him to be created. That what the nivra would realize had it been created by the oil itself. But for the oil, for the nivra, to be in a state as it is currently, as we are currently, that we feel ourselves as an independent metzias, a metzias yesh, which feels that is metziusei ma'atzmusa, itself created as if, in order to have such a thing, it's not sufficient. The oil itself cannot do it. And as Alter Rebbe explains there in Geras HaKadosh, that the only thing that can actually create a nivra who feels himself as independent metzias is the Eibishter, because Eibishter himself is mitzusei ma'atzmo, say he's an independent metzias. He wasn't created by anything, so therefore he can actually create a nivra who is mitzusei ma'atzmo. This is what the Alter Rebbe explains in the Geres HaKedish, and therefore the Oir itself, the Oir with all the bligvul it has in it, and emanating from the Eibishter. However, being that its Oir doesn't have the ability, this Oir doesn't have the ability to create a Nivra who feels himself as independent Metzias, and this Koyach comes from Atzmus. So, nevertheless, it says in Chassidus, and the Rebbe Rashab explains in the Mamar Morim, that the Oir, even though the Oir itself only possesses the ability of Bligvul, but doesn't the capacity of Bligvul, but doesn't it possess in itself the ability to actually create a nivra who feels itself as a metzias, yesh, independent metzias. Nevertheless, the characteristic, if we can say it, of the Eibishter himself, Atzmus Mahus, who is mitziusei me'atzmus, independent metzias, is carried over into the Oir, and therefore the Oir with the koyach of the Eibishter that is in it affects the Nivra to create the Nivra a Metzias, yesh. So what do you have over here is you have the Oir, which is, if we can say, in the content of this conversation, and of the way it's in our discussion over here, the Oir in it has in itself the capacity of Bligvul on its own accord, being that it's a revelation of the Eibishter, so it reveals the Bligvul of the Eibishter. So that is what belongs to the Oir on its own accord. Then the Oir has in itself something else, which is above the gedder of Oir, above the definition of Oir, and that is the koyach of mitzius v'matzmuse, which the Eibishter, which only the Eibishter himself possesses, and that is carried over into the Oir. So you have the two things, different things in the Oir, where the Oir carries in itself on its own accord. It's part of it, it's a definition of its own existence. Then an aspect that is above the Oir, which is coming from the Eibishter. So here in Oiz Gimel, he's talking about these two aspects that the Oir has in itself. First, he explains that there is the Oir is Bligvul. But nevertheless, he says the Oir is Bligvul, has a certain say that the way it reveals itself. Why? Because Bligvul has also a certain definition to itself in the fact that it's Bligvul and not Gvul. So it has a certain definition, has a certain description to itself. That is the Oir, where the Oir is the Oir, the definition of the Oir as it is on its own accord. Then there is the Koyach HaAtzmus that is in the Oir, which is, yeah, he calls it over here in this sikha, Esperiu, the get of Esperiu, that the Oir itself loses its definition of Oir, its capacity of Oir, and that is what we said before, that it has in itself also the Koyach HaAtzmus. So here we're talking about the get of Oir, as it carries in itself the capacity of Atzmus also, so that it defies, that breaks apart any definition of the Oir, because the Oir has a capacity of Atzmus being mitzusei ma'atzmus, eh? And therefore Moshe feared to enter parity to this gilui, because if you're talking about Oir, that is fine, but if you're talking about the Oir as it carries in itself mitzusei ma'atzmus, that is beyond the capacity of Moshe to be able to absorb, and therefore he feared to go into Paris. Nevertheless, in Ois Dalel, the Rebbe continues to explain that the Eibishter told Moshe, I'm going to come with you. And here the Rebbe explains, because the Rebbe explains there's two things in the Oir. One thing, the first thing the Rebbe says there in Ois Dalel, it's in the second paragraph of Ois Dalel, the first thing what the Rebbe says there is actually without what he had said earlier, that the Oir is an emanation from Atzmus. And therefore, of course, you can speak about the Oir in two different categories, as the Oir is in itself, and as it carries in itself the quality, if we can say, of Atzmus, as we said earlier. Why? Because we're talking about the Oir as it emanates from Atzmus. Then, and this is all what we discussed just now, this Moshe feared from this Oir as it carries in itself also the capacity of Atzmus. Then comes the second point in Oiz Dalet here, where the Rebbe says the oil as it is in its state of oil, without going away from the oil and without going to a second capacity that the oil carries itself. But the oil as in its current state of oil is not a contradiction to the full Gilui HaAtzmus. Okay, so this second point, this second thing about oil, how oil in its current state as oil, if we can call it in its current state as oil, is not a contradiction at all to the Metzius of Atzmus. This is the unique mahalach of the Rebbe. So just to repeat this again, you have what we discussed generally in Teres Chassidus, and that is what the Rebbe is saying in Ois Gimel. You have the bligvul of the oil, the bligvul of the oil, and you have the capacity of Atzmus as it carries in itself, as it is carried in the oil. And it was from the capacity of Atzmus that in the oil that Moshe was fearing. Moshe could align with the oil, but not with the capacity of Atzmus as it's in the oil. That the capacity of Mitziusei Matzmusei that is in the oil, coming from Atzmus, that Moshe Rabbeinu could not align with. Then Ois Dalet, when the Rebbe said, that the Eibishter said, I'm going to come with you, that means that the Eibishter here was actually coming with Moshe. And this, therefore, in a state of oil, and its nutrient, oil in its neutral state, as just being bligvul, has the full alignment with the Metzius HaAtzmus itself. Why? And that is the Chibur HaHopchim. This is the unique mahalach of the Rebbe, that the Chib, that in a Metzius of oil, as relates to us, as the Rebbe continues to explain this, in the Metzius of the Guf HaGashmi, you can have the full identification with Atzmus and Hus as it was accomplished by Matan Torah. This is something which for that you needed the Eibush to come with Moshe, and that gave Moshe the ability to actually come into Parah. The point in all of this is that as long as we're going to be discussing about the oil, about the Eibush, from a perspective of perceiving the fascination of the bligvul of the Eibishter, as long as we go, this is a way how we're going to be come identifying with the Eibishter, there's always going to be something separating us from the Eibishter. We're going to have a certain intimidation to actually approach the Gilui Elokus. Why? Because we see the amazing splendor and wonder of the Eibishter, of the Gilui Elokus, of the bligvul. And then on top of that, we know that this bligvul has something which even defies the aspect of bligvul in the fact it can make a nivra who feels itself as an independent metzias. So we're aware of the metzias and nivra. But from which perspective are we looking at the metzias and the nivra? We're looking at the metzias and the nivra from the perspective of the oil. The Eibishter is unlimited, his bligvul. And therefore, this bligvul also carries in itself that what is beyond the imagination of bligvul. He can create a yesh nivra gashmi, where we actually find ourselves. So our perspective about ourselves is coming from our understanding and appreciation of the gili of the bligvul. As long as this is our approach to our perspective about ourselves, then there's going to be fear, difficulty, in order to approach, to realize the Gilui Elokus that we can actually see in our Metzius. And this is where it comes in Ois Dalet, where the Rebbe explains the way to realize the Gilui Elokus in the Metzius HaGashmi is by identifying with the Metzius of the Eibishter. That means, without any preconditions, without being able to appreciate the splendor and glory of the bligvul of the Eibishter, just taking facts of reality, knowing that what I do, what the Eibishter wants, being that this is coming from the Eibishter, therefore it contains in itself everything, the Eibishter itself, it contains in itself everything, without preconceiving about the splendor and glory about the Eibishter, just knowing that the Eibishter is with me, that is a way we come to realize the tears of the Eibishter in our current Gashmistika state. Then going over to Issue Dalet of the Sikha, where the Rebbe explains the Gashmistika eyes of the Ruchnistika eyes of Bnei Yisrael, ready see the Gula. The only thing what is missing is that we should see it begashmis, as it is already here in this time. So the meaning of this is that our current situation in which we find ourselves contains in itself the full alignment of the Metzias HaGashmi with the Metzias HaRuchni. Once upon a time, when the Metzias HaGashmi was in, the Metzias HaRuchni did not completely affect the Metzias HaGashmi. Therefore, and to come to realize the Gula, the Koyach HaGula, the Koyach HaLeki, we would have to focus on the Metzias HaRuchni, because in Metzias HaGashmi, we weren't able to realize it. And this is what the Rebbe explains. In the Medeire, before our generation, there was still lacking alignment of the Metzias HaGashmi with the Metzias HaRuchni. But in our generation today, our Metzias HaGashmi is not one step away at all from the Metzias HaRuchni. So the fact that we don't align with it as such, we may still perceive the Metzias HaGashmi as something which is unrelated to Ruchni, to the Ruchnias, doesn't change the fact, the reality, that the Metzias HaGashmi is in the full alignment with the Metzias HaRuchni, which means that we, had we not had the full alignment with the Metzias HaGashmi, the Metzias HaRuchni today, we would not be in our current situation. We are not sufficiently inspired by the Koyach HaRuchni that we should be maintaining our conduct today in Kimateira Mitzvahs and etc., etc. The reason why we are in our current situation and we do identify with Teira Mitzvahs, etc., 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 or let's say even, as the Rebbe discusses here, in the Sikha about the Goyim today aligning with the Mitzvahs of the Eibishter. It's not because of any spiritual inspiration. None of this is then because of any spiritual inspiration that would never have taken us so far. Referring back to us ourselves now, Lahavdil, it was never taken us so far. The fact that we align with Torah Mitzvahs because the Gashmi mystical life, it makes sense to do follow Torah Mitzvahs. The Gashmi, in other words, that our alignment with the Ruchni, with the Metzias HaRuchni, is full and complete. Whether we recognize it as such or not, nothing changes the reality. So the Rebbe says the fact is the eye of the Gashmi, the eyes of Ruch of Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, yes, fully realize the Metzias HaGula as it is Baruchnias. What we're missing is today is come to realize, yeah, that in this realm where we actually find ourselves in the Metzias HaGashmi, that is where we're still lacking identification. This is where we need to open our eyes and come to realize that it lies in the court of the Metzias HaGashmi, and we have to actually affect the Metzias HaGashmi, knowing that the Metzias HaGashmi today goes full along with the Ruchnias. This is the era where we have to open our eyes and actually fulfill doing everything whatever wants and realizing, yes, the Metzias HaGashmi goes fully along with the Ruchnias. So this is the area of our Avodah today. I'm coming to realize how the Metzias HaGashmi goes along with Torah Mitzvahs. And with this realization, we will actually affect this Galus HaGula B'Poel in our lives and in the life of Klal Yisrael B'Chlal with this Galus HaGula Amitzvah Shleimah.